So, indeed, you have been waiting for this moment all of your lifetimes. This moment where we transcend the old, hard, suffering, fighting way of doing things, not needed anymore. It's time to receive. And it's receiving yourself. It's receiving the I am, your own light into your own being. You don't have to think this through. You don't want to think it. I mean, you don't want to have get into the mind, and you take a deep breath and you realize this is that moment. It's in the air. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. All you have to do is allow it and receive it. It becomes a whole different way of living. It becomes a whole different way of consciousness embodied on this planet. That's what you've been working so hard at, but now let's stop the work. Just allow. With that, we'll put on some music and go into receiving. Let's take a deep breath together. By the way, in the music video, it wasn't a sweet, quiet little thing. It is intense. There is a passion to it. There is, I talked before about taking that anger, wanting to punch through, wanting to just have it right now, the impatience, the frustration. Channel that now towards receiving. And it's actually a good thing that you're getting to the point of just being fed up. No tolerance anymore, just something's got to shift. Let's use this occasion right now for it to shift. And please, whoever has that cell phone, leave. Not only the room, but the building. Please. Immediately, Bonnie. Bye-bye. You don't disrupt my mirab with your cell phones. Leave. This is serious stuff. This is what you've been waiting for. I'm not going to let it be disturbed by somebody's cell phone. There's enough distractions. There's enough things that will try to take you from yourself. That I will not tolerate. We've come to this epic point. Some of you are going to break through, allow, and receive. Some of you are still going to struggle with it. But know that it's going to come. Know that we're doing this together as a group of beings who have known each other for a long, long time. We're going to reverse that old way of energy and light on this planet into receiving. You don't work at receiving. You don't analyze it. You just allow it. That's it. If you find yourself struggling or stressing with it or wondering if it's working, just take a deep breath and receive. Receive what? It's you. It's your energy. It's the very thing you've always truly wanted to reconnect with your soul. Now just let yourself receive. It would be as if you were, you're a musician. You wanted to really create a great piece, a great composition. But in the old way, you would have gone out and found the performers, musicians that would have done the strings and the horns and the percussion, all the different people needed in the orchestra, and you've spent a lot of time trying to find the right people and rehearsing and practicing, trying to find a hall where you could do all this, and contending with all the problems with somebody's violin doesn't work right and somebody got sick, and that's the old way of doing things. Now you're the conductor. Now you just receive the orchestra. It seems kind of weird because you're so used to doing it the other way, working hard for it. Now you just receive, and suddenly, without even having to plan or anything else, without having to do that, they just start showing up. With fine-tuned instruments, they start showing up. They start showing up. With their drums, with their keyboards, with their horns, they just start showing up, and it doesn't even take any practicing. They find their seats. You find yourself in the role of the conductor or the creator. And then the music starts. Effortlessly. Beautifully. You wonder, is it possible to bypass all that hard work, all that planning and organization, all the having to attend to all little details? And is that really possible? Or are you even then considered a worthy composer and conductor if you don't go through all that? Once you start hearing that music playing, you realize this is the way to do it. Let it come to you. You don't have to work at it. What is really happening is that you're in harmony with your own soul. Everything just comes to you. It's just there. When you realize how painstaking the old way was, how much suffering, how it took so much time and effort, and even then it didn't sound all that great in the past, doing it the old way. But now, in receiving, it comes to you. The music is sweeter than you could have ever imagined. There's so much ease with the whole creation. Why? Because the collaboration is between you, your light, your soul. Every player, every musician that's in the orchestra is actually you. It's actually you. No wonder it's so damn perfect. All in harmony with each other. All creating together. This is receiving. This is being in the flow. Making a big shift here, but it's been a long time in the coming. It's a big shift, and as wonderful as it is, yet there are still challenges because you're used to doing it the old way. You're going to go back, Tad. You're going to go back and try to grab your gloves again, and I'm going to stop you. Carrie, you're going to try to dance around me, not addressing the real question, but I'm going to pin you down. Until you start receiving, until you start living here as embodied masters in joy and in ease. It does require letting go of some of the old ways that you've been doing things. As I said, in receiving, you're actively participating in your own creation. But you no longer have to do all this planning and positive thinking and hoping and then getting disappointed that it doesn't work out. It's just there for you. And sometimes you didn't even ask for it. Sometimes you don't even know what's there. But then you start realizing the beauty and the perfection. You don't need to call out to your soul and tell it what you need. It already knows better than you do. So now really is just the time of receiving that. Don't tell your soul what your timetable is and all the little details. You're right back to the old way of doing things, the old way of working hard, efforting, controlling. Stop that. And just receive. What you're doing here is certainly going to have implications on this life of yours, but you're also going to find out it reaches far into your dreams. I'm going to be very curious in this 1,000 dreams work that Olivia's doing, how it's reflected in the dreams. See, part of your dreams, they work hard. They're just representations of you and non-physical realms, working hard, struggling, battling, running, chasing. What happens when you stop all that and just receive? What happens in your dreams? What happens in your past lives? What if they too become part of this whole process of receiving? Hint, they have to. What happens when they stop with the battling and the suffering? Take a deep breath and please receive yourself now. It's that simple. Calder asked me the other day, so what's the difference between somebody that's just sitting on the sofa playing video games all day? And aren't they just receiving? Versus you truly receiving. There's a big difference. They're actually really not in this reality. They're in a form of escape. They're in a form of really just wasting time. And even in the video games that they're playing all day, what are they doing? Battling. Fighting. Testing themselves to the extreme. It doesn't mean you just sit around playing video games all day. It means you participate now in what comes to you. When all the band members show up, all the people in the orchestra will show up, you got to do something. You want to do something with them. Create music. Dance, whatever it happens to be. Yes, it's still about being actively involved in your own creation. But now you don't have to struggle with it, push it, wear yourself out. Now you simply dance and glide with it. That's the difference. It doesn't mean just sitting around being a slug all day. It means now what comes to you, you create with it. You experience with it. And you express with it. This is truly the biggest shift in consciousness of all. It's one thing to bring that light in from the other realms, but now to use it for this kind of shift, it's the... Calder always challenges me when I'm making bold statements, but it's not necessarily a bold statement. It is the absolute truth that you, right now, are going through this amazing shift, and it will eventually affect many others. So, take a good deep breath and receive yourself. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Right now. This is the moment when your very soul, your light body, or your essence now can come in. There's no longer the resistance or thinking you have to fight for it or earn it. It's just right here. Please mark this moment. A time when you knew you were ready. Let's take a deep breath and just receive the goodness, the grace of yourself. I think you all knew something was amiss, something was coming up, something was going to happen. Wondering what it was, what was going to cause that shift or change. This is what it's all about. Let's take a deep breath together. Good deep breath. Isn't it kind of funny? You know, here in receiving that, I can feel for so many of you, you want to do something with it. You want to manage it or tell it what to do. It's like, okay, good deep breath. Just let it be. Good. So with that, thank you once again for the birthday greetings. I'm about to make my way back up to the Ascended Masters Club with this little note from Tad about hanging up her gloves. So with that, remember that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.